If you want to read with us tonight, I'm going to read some out of the book of St. Matthew, 11th chapter. Very familiar scripture. I do need your prayers. This is a wonderful chapter. It deals with some things. I don't guess I'll get around to tonight, but I love this chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. It says, "And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows, and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He hath a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous, a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now I know that's reading the whole chapter tonight, that of the 11th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Didn't really plan on reading all of it, but I really couldn't just stop anywhere, and it's all good. It's, as I've said in the beginning, this is a wonderful chapter. It covers a lot of ground. It makes a lot of statements. And there's some things in it that changed the world. There's things in this chapter that Jesus wanted not just the disciples to know, but he wanted the multitude to know. Now the scripture says here, and that seemingly is upon our heart tonight, has nothing to do with a lot of this other that's in this chapter, and I sort of wished it did, but it don't, and I'm just going to have to trust the Lord for the message tonight. The Bible says here, and it asks the question, when Jesus made a statement concerning John, he asked them, he said, what did you come out to see? What was you looking for? And he come on down and he made mention. He said, well, did you come for a prophet? And he said, and I say, more than a prophet. More than a prophet. And for this reason, he said, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. None greater than John the Baptist. He didn't stop there, though. He said, notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. He has showed us here about a man that was born of a woman that was greater than all. He said, any that had been risen of that of women, men that have been born of a woman, there is none greater than John the Baptist. And I thought about that, and I began to think, and my wheels got to turning about a lot of things, I guess, but there's been men down through the ages of time that God himself became a friend to. Abraham, if you'll remember, was counted as the friend of God, and he loved God. and he trusted God. And in my line of thinking, my friend, he was a great man. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You go back, my friend, it's talked about men all the way down through the ages of time. But we have to understand, brethren, that God made man to have fellowship with him. Yes, he did. In the beginning, he made man to have fellowship with him. And man, the Bible says, he made man upright, but man sought out many inventions. But nonetheless, the world, we know how it all went when he destroyed the earth. He destroyed everything living, my friend, on the earth. And the scripture says that the only ones, my friend, that was in a safe place was Noah and his family. So we have to say that Noah was probably a great man. Bible teaches us that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. When God looked upon that he had made, he said it repented him that he made man and put him on earth. For, because his heart continually, my friend, was on evil. You look around today and see the comparison. That's all I'll say about that. Things, my friend, are absolutely evil on every side. Man's mind is on evil. Look at it. You don't have to look very far, my friend. You don't have to go very far. You'll find out exactly what's on the hearts of men tonight. Yes, you will. But God, my friend, dealt with man. He dealt with the sin of man. And brethren, he's still dealing with the sin of man. Yes, he is. There's a remedy today. There's something that'll change, brethren, a wicked man into an humble man. One that fears God today. Yes, sir. And I ain't talking about no little g. My friend fears God. It ain't everybody. This book will tell you. It ain't everybody that says, Lord, Lord, that shall enter in. Why? They don't love the Master. They've got their gods. They've got their ways. And brethren, God is just long-suffering with them. Yes, he is. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to preach to you just exactly what he told them. He said it'd be better for Sodom in the day of judgment than it is for you. You think about it. Brethren, that you think about how God had to deal with man all the way down through the ages of time. The man that he had created. Noah found grace. Brethren, it didn't take no time for sin to enter the picture. When Noah come out of the ark and him and his sons, my friend, sin was still evident. Brethren, and man has followed the sinful trait. Yes, he has. There's things tonight, you might think, well, preacher, we're living in a day and you just from a old school and you don't know nothing and all such as that, but I'm going to tell you something, my friend, just as she sung tonight, I'm going to stick with the old stuff. Amen. I'm not worried, my friend,
Thank God they ain't nothing new under the sun. Book teaches you that. Yes, it does. Wasn't nothing new in Solomon's day, and there ain't none today. No, sir. These people that think they've got this world by the tail, and I'm going to tell you something, my friend, when they die without God, my friend, they'll see a different picture. I'm not putting them in hell. My friend, neither is God. It's a choice of their own. You can believe a lie if you want to. A lot of folks are. You can go and follow after the things of the world if you want to. And I want you to know the trend and the path of the world leads to destruction. It knows nothing else. Brethren, the devil is not your friend. No, he's not. Brethren, and the truth of it is you're following your own lust. That's what the book teaches us. Sin. Sin comes from us. Brethren, it don't come from the devil. Amen. These things, my friend, that we put up with, these things that we allow in our lives, my friend, and I want you to listen. Brethren, God ain't pleased with it. You can't be a child of God and a friend to the world. Preacher, you mean you don't get along in this world? I most certainly do. I most certainly do. You do too. But I'll promise you one thing. I don't have to go after the rudiments of sin. And you don't either. There's something. I'm just going to preach it to you. Brethren, you've been born again. There's something in you. Thank God that'll guide you in the right path tonight. Yes, it will. I thank God, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to preach it to you. My friend, I ain't waiting to be in the kingdom of heaven after a while. No, sirree. It ain't going to be no great big thing. You listen to me. Brethren, we're already in it. Thank God we're living in it. We're a child of a king, a son of God, an heir of God, and we've got everything to live right. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. God wants to hear us sing. That what He sung tonight? Huh? I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I want to hear me sing. Don't you? I can't sing too good, but I can hum pretty good. Yes, sir. Don't tell me you can't be in the presence of God in this world. Brethren, He changed things, Daniel. It ain't like it used to be. The Spirit of God dwells in you tonight. Yes, it does. And brethren, if you can't feel it, it's on your part. Always. Ain't that right, Crafton? I'm telling you the truth. Brethren, you say, preacher, you feel it all the time. I'd be lying if I told you I did. Yes, sir. But I got news for you. I know where to get a hold of you. Woo! Woo! Don't you? Glory! Hallelujah! It'd be an awful place if I couldn't get a hold of my God today. Yes, it would. greater, none greater than John the Baptist. Noah, my friend, they come out of the ark. Sin continued. Preacher, you ought not preach yet. It's a fact. Noah done something, my friend, that no other man done. Yes, sir, he is a great man. Had to be. Found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Don't tell me God didn't know him. Huh? I got news for you. If you find grace in his eyes, he knows you too. You better believe he does. You know, he knows what? My down sittings. He knows what? My uprisings. And he understands my thoughts afar off. That's what David said. Brethren, I believe he loved David. Bible said David was a man after God's own heart. Brethren, as concerning men, God loved David. He established the kingdom in David. He said there'd never be a man that wouldn't sit on the throne. He established it. It's where his lineage come from. Yes, sir. Brethren, you say, preacher, David wasn't a perfect man. I'll tell you something. God loved him. As concerning man, as concerning men, my friend, David is after God's own heart. You can look at that more than one way, I guess. Most folks do. And I wonder if David, my friend, didn't follow after the heart of God. Brethren, he fought many a war, but I'll tell you something. He asked God about it before he went. Yes, sir. And when he sinned, my friend, there was retribution. Yes, sir. That come against David. And David, my friend, wasn't going to change it. No, sir. You can go to the 51st chapter and you'll find where David cried out to God and God forgive him. But I want you to know the retribution still come. Yes, it did. Brethren, you don't think God knowed how awful Sodom was? How in the world can he say that Sodom had a better chance than that of Chorazin and Bethsaida and Capernaum? That's what he told them. He said if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, he said they would have got down in sackcloth and ashes. Repented. Ain't that what the men of Nineveh done? You know what the book says about the men of Nineveh? It said the men of Nineveh would rise up in judgment against this generation. Brethren, that generation he is talking about was them that would not have him that crucified him. Amen. Yes, sir. He said, the men of Nineveh is going to rise up in judgment against you. Listen, folks, we got a lot of witnesses against us. Yes, sir. And you know what? God still loves us. Amen. Yes, he does. You can't take John 3:16, my friend. I'm just going to preach this. You can't take John 3:16 and make it to heaven. Oh. Preacher, what do you mean? You got to be born again. Huh? You got to be born. Brethren, without a new birth, you're none of his. No, sir. Greater. He said, but the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. That's a statement. Jesus made it. Yes, sir. So I don't know what you think, but I think I'm greater. Glory! I'm the least in the kingdom of heaven. Thank God, not greater than John. What the book tells me. Preacher, I don't know about that. I read it to you. I could read it to you again. It's still in there. Greater. You look at the big scheme of how God dealt with man. And they come a day that Job, you know, a lot of people get old Job and they say, well, Job wasn't a perfect man. Well, according to the word, he was in his generation. He was not only perfect, he was upright. Yes, sir. In his generation. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Me and you can be perfect in our generation. Oh, preacher, you preaching perfection. Only by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Huh? Amen. Only by the Holy Ghost. Brethren, these things, brethren, that should not be allowed in our lives simply because we have, my friend, the mediator, the go-between. Brethren, we've got everything we need to live just and right in this world. Yes, we do. We got no excuse. I believe Paul said it. He said, thou art inexcusable, O man. Didn't he? Paul tried to tell them about what was happening. A lot of them wouldn't have it. Of course, Paul dealt with a lot of Judaism. Paul dealt with a lot of that had been taught down through the years, settled in the hearts of men, and they could not get rid of it. And brethren, for that simple reason, my friend, they could not be born again. What did Nicodemus do? What did he do? He come to the Lord and he said, what must I do, huh, to inherit eternal life? He wanted to know, didn't he? Jesus told him, thou must be born again. Old Nicodemus looked and he said, how can I enter into my mother's womb the second time? He said, that is born of flesh is flesh, but that is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now listen to me, folks. From Adam all the way through, brethren, there is something inside a man that belonged to God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It still happens that way. I don't care what this world says. I don't care what the scientists say. And I don't care, my friend, they can do a lot of things for this body. They know they got men, my friend, that study this body, and they know all about it, all the functions and everything. And I'm going to tell you something. They can take that old pumping heart out, my friend of mine, and they wouldn't take my soul. They wouldn't take my salvation. Amen. That little heart didn't get saved. Huh? Huh? There's another heart in there. Amen. Brethren, there's another ear in there. There's another spirit in there. Amen. Yes, they are. There's a spirit of man and there's a spirit of God. Amen. Yes, they are. Brethren, God dealt with man down through the ages of time. Brethren, and he run across some men. Thank God that he laid his hands on and they wrote the Word of God. It's what we believe. That's what that book tells us. That holy man of God was inspired by the Holy Ghost. and they wrote what it give unto them. Moses wrote the first five books. Yes, sir. Was Moses a great man? You better believe he was. Brethren, I want you to know God loved him. You say, preacher, didn't let him go into the land. Yeah, but he showed him. He showed him all about it. Huh? That ain't all. I'll tell you what the book says about Moses. It says Moses was faithful in all his house. Huh? It's written. Take me a minute to find it, but I can find it. It's in there. Yes, sir. God loved Moses. Moses was a great man. Yes, sir. He depended on Moses, brethren, to help deliver the children of Israel. Did he not? He loved him so much. Thank God he went up on the mountain, communed with him 40 days. Glory! Hallelujah! I'm going to tell you something tonight. It does us good sometimes just to get away and commune with God. Yes, it does. Might be some of our faces shine. Oh! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't know about that. I do. You do too. You've seen it. You've seen the glory of God. You've seen the glory of God upon the face of men. You can't sit there and tell me you ain't seen it. Brethren, you can see the change. You can see the transformation when the Spirit of God gets a hold of a man or a woman. Yes, sir. Preacher, I ain't going to be no shouter. Will you sit there and dry up like an old prune? Huh? You may not shout outwardly. I'll guarantee you there's a shout in there. Guaranteed. Yes, sir. Guaranteed. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. No, they ain't. No, they ain't. I'm still talking about greater. None greater than John. None greater than John the Baptist. You go down through the ages of time, and we've had some powerful and some wonderful and great men in the Bible. Yes, we have. People think sometimes that God gives some of them men some of the mysteries of God that ain't never been revealed. And I got news for you. Paul will tell you in the book of Romans, book of Corinthians, let me get it right. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for them that love Him. That's the book of Isaiah. Corinthians says, eye hadn't seen, ear hadn't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man for them that what? Seek Him or look for Him. Same thing. He didn't stop with that verse, folks. The very next verse says, but, you get that little word but in there, something fixing to happen. It is revealed unto us by His Spirit. Is that not right? Think about it. We're still running around, folks still running around in the dark. I ain't seen, ear ain't heard, ain't entered into the heart of man. All I can say, they blind. I can't help it, Daniel. But the Spirit has revealed it unto us.
Yes, sir. That's what Paul said in his writing. In other words, folks, that has already been revealed. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. The mystery of God. I ain't got time to get into it. There's things, my friend, about the mystery of God, and people's made it out to be so much. But I'm going to be quite frank with you, Paul left it. John left it. Peter left it. Brethren, God laid his hands upon them disciples and they wrote. No, John got over there and he said, to the elect lady. Yeah. Then he said, to the elect lady and her children. Glory! Hallelujah! He told us exactly what had come, Brother Daniel. We're not looking. Thank God we're in the midst of it tonight. And I'm going to say again, I'm the least in the kingdom of heaven, and I'm greater than John. Woo! That ought to make you shout, thank God. Think about it. None greater than John the Baptist. Listen. Bring my remarks to a close. I believe you get the gist of the message. Daniel wrote some things God gave him. And he began to write and the Lord told him. Said, shut it up. Daniel, shut it up. He said, for it is for a time and times and a half times. But he told Daniel, he said, Daniel, go stand in thy lot at the end of the days. He's going to remember him. Do you know that? Daniel ain't the only one he's going to remember. You believe that? Glory! I believe he's going to remember me. Don't you? You say, preacher, you ought not preach so positive. I want you to know it is positive. I know I got saved, don't you? I know when I got born again. Thank God. There's nothing nobody can do about it. Amen. And if you want to live a happy life, in this life, you will follow the Master. And His name is Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you can be greater than John also. Amen. I know we sung some songs tonight and it appeases. It does. It appeases. There ain't none of us, my friend, that probably ain't ready to get rid of some of our suffering, troubles, aches. I get up with new aches every day. Don't know where to come from. Don't know why. Huh? Don't know what they are, and I ain't going to go somewhere to find out. No, sir. You listen. You say, preacher, you listen. It would be heaven just to get rid of all that. Yeah. Huh? That ain't what heaven's all about. No, sir. No, sir. It's all about Him. Amen. Him. Yeah. Crafton. Him. And He will save to the utmost. Yeah. There's not a person living, thank God, that He wouldn't save, but they gonna have to seek after Him. Yeah. I believe if you seek after Him, He might draw you. You can't come to Him till He does. That's a fact, Daniel. It doesn't matter what we think about the age of accountability. Do you know that? People say, well, He done passed the age. Well, what age is it? I can't give you an age. No, sir.
preacher friend over yonder, Ella J. I preached one night, preached about Samuel, how the Lord had not yet appeared unto Samuel. He come to me after the meeting. He said, you know, he said, I got a 15-year-old son that's lost. I ain't never professed a hope. He said, you think he ain't never dealt with him? I said, well, I couldn't tell you. I don't worry as a knot. I can't tell you that. 1 year later, he called me. Same revival. He called me. He said, my son got saved tonight. He said, and his testimony is, it's the first time the Lord ever dealt with him. Huh? Don't give me an age. Folks, I'll tell you, you know when God's dealing. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what age you are. You can tell. And I'll promise you one thing. God dealing with you, you come give your heart and life to Him. He'll save you. He will. He'll save you. You'll be born again. They might not. As a man years ago, he's, well, late 30s, 37, 38 year old. And this man was a good moral man. Do anything this world for you. Just as calm as a kitten. But he is lost. Lost. One night in revival, he come down and got saved. He couldn't believe it. His testimony, every time he'd get up and testify, he just couldn't believe the difference. The difference. He knowed there was a difference in his life. I can't preach nothing else to you folks, but you know. And you know if God's dealing with you. Yes, you do. They may be other things God dealing with you about. Do you know that? Preacher, we don't want to talk about all that. I didn't want to talk about it either. But I knowed he is dealing. Greater, none greater than John the Baptist. Yet, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Wonderful. It's wonderful. Hope you got something out of the message tonight.